here is one of the most confusing issues I think we've ever dealt with.
No, that was Bitcoin.
Oh, yes. Well, Bitcoin. I've given up trying to understand Bitcoin.
This is a close second.
I've given up trying to understand Bitcoin. I think I have a handle on net neutrality, but I know that there are a lot of people that are still a little bit confused about it. And it is in the news, and it is a big deal right now. And you might be wondering how the removal of net neutrality regulations will affect you.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that all weekend.
So here comes
Steve Kastenbaum.
Professor Kastenbaum.
Yes, he's in New York and joins us with the details. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I think I have a handle on this.
All right. Can you explain to us, first, why we should care about this?
So net neutrality went into effect because there was this, this idea that there would be these high-speed fast lanes for certain data on the Internet. That communications companies, Internet service providers like Verizon, like AT&T, like your cable companies, might be able to, they wanted to be able to create these sort of Internet fast lanes for companies to spend money on. In other words, pay a fee. Maybe it would be Netflix, for example, mm-hmm. or Amazon for their original programming to deliver that stuff to you more quickly than other sites that don't pay the fee to sort of, to take these popular websites that are big companies and give them this, fast lane. The argument was that, that really puts startups at a disadvantage, they won't be able to compete because they can't afford to pay that fee. So they created these net neutrality laws that treats all data on the Internet equally. The FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, a former lawyer, by the way, for Verizon Communications, which is an Internet provider, said that these were essentially draconian measures is more or less what he was saying, treating the Internet like it was a utility when it is not a utility. He's going to do away with the net neutrality laws.
Where does the White House come in on this?
Well, the White House wanted to do away with this as well. But the big question now is this investigation going on here in New York with the state attorney general who claims that for months now he's been investigating the public comments aspect of this. So the FCC was required to, for a period of time, take public comments on whether or not the net neutrality laws should be repealed. The attorney general here says he found that there were tens of thousands of fraudulent comments and that people's identities were taken and used to fraudulently post comments when it wasn't those people, and that it skewed the results in favor of doing away with net neutrality. He says that he's been conducting this investigation because it's a crime to do that in New York State. And the FCC, he claims, has refused to cooperate with his investigation.
So is he going to sue the FCC now?
Well, he wrote this open letter to the FCC, he's making his argument for them, cooperating with him to turn over the data logs. The FCC, in response to this, said in a statement through a spokesperson that, look, we don't have the resources to check every single comment to see whether or not they're legitimate or not. And in fact, when we did some looking into this, we also found fraudulent comments that were opposed to, doing away with net neutrality. So in other words, they found that there were, fraudulent comments on both sides. So that's where things stand right now.
Those darned Russians, right? let's very quickly. My understanding, too, is that it's not just a matter of being unfair to startup companies in trying to compete with the bigger players, but also that it will, in the long run, end up costing all of us more for our Internet service subscriptions. Is that right?
Well, possibly. That's what the opponents of doing away with net neutrality say. Ajit Pai, himself being a former, lawyer and executive for Verizon, says otherwise, that, it would increase, it would take the reins off of private business and allow for the free flow of competition. Although it's not clear how there isn't this competition out there right now. He hasn't explained why net neutrality, is stifling competition. But he says that, this is, opening up the doors to this, free trade competition in this area where he thinks it shouldn't be regulated like a utility.
Very good job, Professor Kastenbaum. We need you to brush up on Bitcoin now and join us tomorrow.
Come back and explain that to us.
That one I don't get at all.
Neither do we.